από το Apple κλάμα. Τα όλα μα φκακό σπίλι.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Planet FM 104.6. It's 6:30 on a Monday evening, so that must mean it is time for the third and footlong show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT.
Good evening, Darren.
Well, you almost paused there as if you didn't want to wish me good evening.
I don't know why in my head I was like, isn't it morning?
I'm back for Brad's now. No more morning shows.
It's been a day.
It has been a day. It has been a day. But how was your weekend?
My weekend was very good. I bought some tickets to a new music concert.
Oh? Was it Pulp?
No, it is.
No?
No, it's actually a concert for cows. Yes, your face is shocked.
Explain.
It's run by Cornwall Park, so they're going to have a reggae band, which I've actually never heard reggae live, so excited to hear that. And
are you familiar with the genre of reggae?
I am. I actually listen to a fair bit of reggae. I just don't like live concerts, so I don't normally go to them.
And concert for cows, so how many people, how many cows?
Oh, Cornwall Park has a fair few cows. I don't know how many cows they have. I've never counted.
But how many? So is it a concert for all the cows?
Yes, I would assume. Well, otherwise that would be unfair, wouldn't it?
If you no, because not every person can get tickets to concerts, right? So
I don't know.
So how many people do you know?
So limited. So you had to buy tickets on Eventfinder, but limited amount of tickets. I'm also excited to see the Cornwall Park farmyard, because I did know there was a farmyard, but I don't know where it is.
I'm just interested on concert for cows and how the human bovine interaction is going to work out.
I will let you know all about the human bovine interaction. I quite like cows. They're quite peaceful.
When does this concert take place?
Not this Saturday, next Saturday. So Saturday the 8th. No, not 8th.
15th. No, yes.
15th.
I'm trying to work on my facial expressions to be a better person, because
was this after the video?
A few people have talked about the Pulp video of where you didn't know Bruce Britpop, and I was just like, oh my god.
And I liked it was funny.
A few people have gone, oh, you're a bit harsh on DT, she's like half your age, and I was like, yeah, but Britpop? It's like saying, what's Beatlemania? I've never heard of that. And a few other people were like, yeah, no, you're justified. No, you're justified. So,
have they seen you reacting to my head coach rankings? That one was worse.
That was worse. That was like,
you smelt something bad. It is Saturday the 14th at Cornwall Park.
On the night.
Yes, that is.
Oh, nighttime concert for cows.
Yeah, for cows.
It almost felt like, with our disagreement or our little thing on air, I don't know if you're up to speed with what's going on in Australia at the moment on Australian radio with Kyle and Jackie O.
Nope, don't know who those are, but sure. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm not working on this facial expression thing anymore.
Australian
radio.
But
like Kyle and Jackie O are the biggest radio presenters like in Australia. They both earn substantially more than me and you do.
That's
for this. They earn like something ridiculous, like $20 million. And last week, live on air, Kyle called out Jackie O for something on air. A bit like me and you on Britpop, except his was like, he was calling out like her ethic and her. And she stormed off the show and has not been back since. And no one knows if it's ever going to happen again.
Is it a bit? A fun bit or nah?
Nah.
Okay.
I think she was due back today. She asked for all of last week off, and she was due back today and didn't turn up.
Because you know how they do that.
I know.
So they do bits.
Yes. They're kind of like shock jock kind duo. They've been together for 20 years, but he called her out for being obsessed with star signs, and I think that's a fair call out. But the way he did it was like pretty average. And now, it's all got a bit spicy over there. But that could have been us.
Well,
if you'd have gone, no, don't even laugh at me about Britpop. I'm out of here, and you're gone.
We did Star Signs though for the NFC East.
We did. What a great video that was.
It was fun to do as well.
Somebody I hadn't heard from for years.
Oh no!
Who I was a Facebook friend sent me a fire emoji for that video, and that was it. Not how are you? Haven't spoke to you for years. We used to hang out all the time. We used to go out 3 times a week drinking. Yep. Just a fire emoji, so I don't know.
Take it.
I'm taking it.
Should we do another division? Everyone should let us know if we should do your division next.
I reckon we should do another division, actually.
Should do an AFC one.
Yeah, we'll go NFC, AFC.
Do it.
Which one do you reckon?
What one's the most, like...
Oh, the most spicy one is probably...
AFC South with Robert Saleh versus...
No, I think it's like Bengals, Browns, Steelers...
they've all changed Ravens. So much that I don't know how to do their star sign at the moment.
Yeah, well, you know what star sign...
AFC East.
Ravens would be reading an Edgar Allan Poe.
Don't you want to do the Patriots fans, Darren?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I'll do the Patriots fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
As long as I don't have to wear a Patriots item of clothing.
I'm sure we could find
it. Unless I could then ceremoniously burn it after the show. Just for anyone that's listening and had any doubt before, I'm not a Patriots fan.
But John is.
John is. Poor John. Super Bowl. So, talking of division, I got someone else that was dividing people.
HP versus...
How? Just the fact that I went, which would you choose of the big two sources? Woo! Q people going, these are not the big two.
They're not.
In what world are the big two? And then I even had my own wife turn around to me and go, isn't Mayo one of the big two?
No.
Apparently in New Zealand it is.
I would have said aioli is superior.
No. Apparently in New Zealand, mayo and red sauce, and then in other parts of the world. So, yeah, my obvious bias towards HP brown sauce was obviously in effect.
I prefer it.
I hope I upset people.
I prefer it. You asked me what I prefer.
And you were there. You were HP. I was HP. Interesting. We'll go through some comments for it. Oh, good.
HP.
You go.
HP. HP.
HP.
HP.
And do you know what HP stands for in the
Computers?
Source? No.
Okay.
What do you reckon the laptop manufacturers make was before the tech age, they were making sources and they were like, you know what? Maybe someone's in this sort of computer lark. We should Hewlett-Packard making sauce.
Hewlett-Packard sauce.
Nice. It does not. It stands for Houses of Parliament.
I did not know that.
There you go.
I thought it was going to sound something like haggis or something.
No, oh God, no.
Something like that. You know,
absolutely not would we be having haggis in this poll.
Was it Hertfordshire or something random like
that? No. It is Houses of Parliament, and if you look on the bottle, there's a little picture of the Houses of Parliament on it. There you go. Educational. When you come to this show.
HP.
So we'll go through some comments first. Corin was back again.
Yes.
Only kids have tomato sauce, adults have hot English mustard.
Did you say adults?
Adults. I did say adults.
You did say adults.
Adults have. Because there was two H's afterwards. Have hot.
No, it's fine. I just
English.
Really
no,
wanted
No, I did
to...
say adults.
You did adults.
Adults.
Yep.
To which Craig came back with, who the bleep... has hot English mustard on fish.
I don't hear the bleep sound, sorry.
And that's a fair comment. I mean, who has fish full stop? We've got to get into that conversation one day.
I can't eat fish and chips.
No, I just can't eat fish. And then Corey came back, why do you make everything sexual?
But, yep. Okay.
Then Pip from Christchurch came in and was like, I love tomato and hot mustard. Old, but I'm refusing to grow up. To which Corey came back and went, that's cool, unlike ACT Party voters like Craig Westenberg. I will not be judging your life choices. Poor old Craig doesn't even vote for ACT.
Poor Craig gets so much hate
on the show.
He does.
Then Craig came back and went, well, I've never had ketchup before, which I was surprised about. Ketchup.
I'm pretty sure Craig's lying.
Ketchup? I think Craig must be lying.
He's 100% lying.
But I bet Corin Healy scarfs it down by the day.
Wow.
And then Joe from Chicago was back again after last week when he came back on...
Bear down.
I don't know, he's a Chicago Bears fan. I just know he's from Chicago.
Bear down.
Nah.
Bear down.
Bear down. What's HP sauce? Sounds like it might not be... It might be something I don't want the answer to. Only jokes, it's great for being on steaks.
It is.
I use catsup ketchup nearly every day. I used to use mayo a lot. But it's fair to say it may not be one of the big two. Ooh, controversy from Joe.
Damn, Joe.
So the real answer to everyone's question, who's on first?
Was it ketchup? I'm getting very hot on the speed.
The thing is, like, I know that who's on first, you don't get that reference. No.
Why would I get that reference?
Because it's funny.
Is it for the Hoosiers Nation?
No,
Fernando Mendoza?
No, no. Who's on First is a very, very famous sketch by Abbott and Costello.
Don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Just keep saying old things, Darren. Oh, I won't know. I was not born.
Abbott and Costello, two of the most famous comedians from the black and white era. Who's on First? All I can encourage anybody to do, if you've never, ever heard Who's on First by Abbott and Costello,
yep,
you absolutely have to go and listen to it. The word interchange and interplay is so clever.
But who won the source battle?
I actually went back and Joe, I said, more importantly, what's on Second?
Okay.
And you're not still going to get that reference
here. All I want to know is who won the source battle, Darren.
Hang on. I haven't finished. Oh, Sophia came in. Seriously, these are the options? Rigged, biased, to which I went back. Spoken like a true conspiracist.
Hmm.
Do you not think? How dare? How dare someone come onto our page and criticise our polls?
What?
Are you buying into this?
I never said anything.
I'm not buying into this. I'm going back to my Facebook page because we also had some comments through that as well. Jessica from New Plymouth commented, can you put I don't like soggy burgers as one of the options, please? Of which I put, is that the lesser known follow-up to I like big butts and I cannot lie? You don't know that reference either, do you? Oh, you know that reference, yes. And then Mark from the UK, he came on, he wanted Daddy's Brown Sauce, which is a competitor to HP. And then Ian from Auckland, Whittock's Tomato Chutney.
What?
That was the Uncle's Burger's Yummy Secret Sauce, Whittock's Tomato Chutney. There you go. We've learned something new today.
Okay.
So those are the responses. Now, I suppose, you want the result?
Yes, I do want the result.
We have to do some education outside of the show.
Of what? Do you want me to talk to you about football?
Things before... Are you trying to say that I'm not educated on football?
No, I'm just saying we are a football show.
Wow. I could be the Jackie O in this relationship, no. Right. No, I had an option of neither. That got 13%.
Those people are wrong.
Yeah, those people. There's something wrong with people that don't like either of them. That's mm-hmm. like, come on. Isn't mayo one of the big two? Also 13%, and as mm-hmm. discussed, apparently in New Zealand it is. 14%, it depends what I'm having it with.
That's fair.
I mean, that is fair. But for me, I'm sort of like tomato ketchup on fries, but... HP sauce on bacon sandwiches. And then the top two, fancy this, one's tomato ketchup, one's HP sauce. 26% was?
HP sauce.
Correct.
Yeah.
So tomato ketchup, damn it. Now I've just got what Craig is on about.
I don't know what Craig's on about.
No, because you're not looking at what I'm looking at. He went, I have never had ketchup. And he spelt it K-E-T-C-H-I-P, which is how I've spelt it in the poll. Instead of ketchup. Yes.
Good job.
And I haven't noticed for 3 days until
good job,
I didn't, yeah. I was like wondering maybe Craig had spelt it wrong, but I'd spelt it wrong. And Craig is an English kind of masters, so I guess he...
I don't know. I didn't notice.
He trumps me in that. No. So there you go. Tomato ketchup still rules in New Zealand, as it always does. When you go to every shop, it's every fish and chip shop. Everywhere you can buy tins of it or cartons of it or little sealy things of it. Maybe that's next week's question. How do you buy your ketchup? Is it in the plastic bottle? Is it in a little tin? Is it in a tiny carton?
I normally just get the refill because I have a squeezy bottle.
That's how I do it. But then, if you're then at a park, is that what you take with you?
Oh, see, I don't normally have this issue because I can't eat fish and chips. And that's normally what.
So what do you have ketchup or brown sauce on?
Brown sauce.
Or HP.
On, like, roast potatoes. This is close
not,
to, like,
not gravy.
Chips. No. No. No gravy.
Yeah, why would you not have the traditional thing? So that is...
No.
That is the food poll, which absolutely wasted half of the show.
I know, but I think we should move on to our new segment.
Yes, let's do it.
Monday Night Showdown. Down.
Whoa. Who's not excited about that music?
I'm very excited.
I love that music. When we picked that last week, I was like, yes.
Thank you, thank you.
I mean, you found it.
Donna.
And I was like, yes, I like this. So welcome to the Monday Night Showdown. Monday. This segment is where one of us brings a controversial subject to the table. And then we discuss.
Shock horror, it's not me.
Not you this week, no. Shock horror, it's me that's starting it off. So funny, when we wrote up the show notes, you even put my name in brackets.
I did.
Just to kind of go.
Just to remind you.
And would you like to know this controversial take this week, of which we will discuss?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Anthony Richardson.
Yes.
And Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
Will not be starting for any team at all. All four of them will not start in week one.
On week one, because I was going to say there's too many injuries for them not to happen.
I actually don't think they may start all season, actually. I think Murray's too expensive, Richardson's too injured, Cousins is too old, and Tua's too expensive.
Richardson, I don't think will start. Kirk Cousins potentially won't start, depending on where he goes, because if he goes to Cleveland, which is a potential rumour, then they started five quarterbacks last year. One of them's probably going to be Kirk Cousins if he's on the roster.
But they are bringing back Shadur, and they have said that Deshaun Watson is going to be on the roster.
Which just, what are they doing?
Well, they are doubling down on it. That's what they're doing.
Aren't you happy we're now Lions fans?
Yes, that we've pivoted away from a troublesome.
In terms of Kyler Murray and Tua Tagovailoa, I think they will be starting somewhere. I'm not sure if they could actually potentially be starting for the team. Kyler Murray could potentially be starting for the Cardinals. The rumour currently is Jimmy Garoppolo to the Cardinals. But if I had to pick between Garoppolo and Murray, I'm probably going to pick Murray.
Well, they're going to be picking high in the draft.
Yep.
Kyler Murray's too expensive. I don't think he's lived up to the hype. I think he could even go and play baseball.
Yeah, I think that would be a good career move for him.
I think he could go and play baseball. Tua, I think he's troublesome. I don't think he's a good teammate. Some of the things he chose to do at the podium were very questionable last season.
Oh, yeah, they were.
And he's taking a $90 million cap hit or something like that.
No, he restructured his contract so he'd be released.
Okay. Well, he's been released, but like, you know he's going to want to take a ton of money.
See, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going to do the thing where you get a year somewhere to get your image back and then take the money. Like, I'm not sure if he's going to go that. Like the Tyrann Mathieu kind of way where he did with the Texans and then he went to the Chiefs again. Like,
yeah,
that.
But we've seen this work or yes. Not work. Russell Wilson.
I don't think it's going to work for
him. Has tried twice and that's not worked.
No, I don't think it's going to work for him. I just think that's probably what he'll do.
It kind of worked for Geno in one place and then did not work for Geno at all in the second place.
No.
So I don't think any four of those will start in week one, and I'm prepared to go out and say that none of them will start a game all season.
What about the Colts? Because Daniel Jones is probably not going to be ready for week one. So someone is going to be starting as a bridge.
Yes. It won't be none. It won't be any of those four.
But the Colts have a type. And
I know.
And Kirk Cousins kind of fits the profile.
Kirk Cousins is that type. But Kirk Cousins was so disappointing last season.
Can we talk about Phillip Rivers? 46 years old, coming back.
Can he run a 40 faster than when he was drafted? Like old mate TB12 can?
What? No.
No, I don't see it. I just do not see it.
They have a type.
They do have a type and they love their types and Kirk's the type, but I've never known someone be so average, get paid so much, although people that work with me probably think, oh, look at yourself, mate. But I just can't see it. I just think all four of them have got issues. I mean, obviously, Tua, Richardson and Murray are young enough, but I just think they are problematic.
Yeah, because Tua and Murray are under 30. Actually, by a few years for both of them, which is quite surprising, because I thought they were older.
And they are both looking for huge amounts of money. Probably. Unrealistic
Murray
amounts of money.
Murray won't be, because the Cardinals will be paying him anyway. So.
So are you in the agree camp or are you in the disagree camp?
The only reason I'm in the disagree camp is because the Colts have a type. And it's available. He's single and ready to mingle.
Anthony Richardson obviously been told to go and look for another team.
Yes,
so it won't be him.
I know, but most likely the Vikings for him.
Do you know who I almost added to this list?
Who?
JJ McCarthy.
That's fair.
But then I was almost in danger of going, I'm basically calling out every NFL. I don't think Geno Smith will start for anyone next year either, by the way. Or this year,
Depends. If he gets stuck on the Raiders roster, then yeah.
Well, you know who's going to the Raiders, though.
Dun-da-da-dun! Mendoza.
Heis Mendoza's going. So then if Mendoza goes, he starts.
Yeah.
Like, he starts. There's no doubt about it.
He'll get injured for Geno to start. Shall we move on to the other QB? Love Life.
Oh, have we got some music for that? Have we got some music? I'm so wanting some romantic dating music for
past
Valentine's Day, aren't we?
But the QB dating game, Darren, you will be the GM for the following 8 NFL teams, and you get to pick the quarterback of your dream. The only caveat is you don't know who that is, and I will present the 3 QB options for that team, and you will have to pick who will be going home with you tonight.
And I've got to pick for all 8 teams.
Yep, so you've got, in this order, Vikings, Steelers, Cardinals, Colts, Raiders, Dolphins, Jets, Browns.
Oof, lightning. This is going to be like speed dating, because we argued so much about Sauce and Britpop that we got like 8 minutes for me to date 8 quarterbacks.
Let's go.
Speed dating.
Okay, Vikings, Darren. Quarterback A. This QB has an average 67.1% completion rate and has thrown for over 20,000 yards in his career. He's an average of 6 yards per rush and a 92 QB rating. He's a great arm, quick in the pocket, but has some injury concerns. QB B. Having been on quite a journey and risen from the darkness under the shadow of 4 starting QBs in the NFL, one of which just missed the Super Bowl in Bo Nix. He has 2,000 rushing yards in his football life and is the nephew of an NFL linebacker. With a focus on gratitude and enjoying the moment, this vocal leader is ready to lead your team. QB C. With a 68.6 completion percentage, this QB is known for winning and doing whatever it takes to win the game. With over 450 yards rushing and scrambling to get a first down to close out games, he's got strong connection to faith and family, quiet leader with laser focus and ready to come in and succeed. Who are you picking?
I'm going to pick QB A.
QB A.
A is going to the Vikings.
Okay. And we are on to
QB Steelers.
The Steelers. This quarterback is rather unique and tumultuous journey. He's constantly being questioned by the media of who he really is and what he is like in a locker room. This QB has a master's degree and is disciplined and focused when it comes to training and whatever he has dedicated himself to. A self-proclaimed Tebow superfan, he lacks the athleticism of Tebow, but he is ready to come in and lead your team. Quarterback B is the same as quarterback B last time. So having quite the journey under Bo Nix and the different quarterbacks, will he be chosen to lead the Steelers? And quarterback C, with 3 consecutive seasons of over 100 QBR and an overall QB rating of 96.4 across his career, this QB is known for precise passing, good completion rating, and over 18,000 passing yards in the game.
Scylla, I'd like to pick QBC, please.
QBC?
QBC.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, and we are going to go to the Cardinals. Cardinals. Again, the rather unique and tumultuous journey quarterback is on the ballot for you tonight. Then we have the other QB, known for winning, with a 68.6% completion rating. Then we have the one who's been on a journey and risen from the darkness to lead your team. Who will you pick?
I'm going to take QBB.
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 To the Cardinals. And who are we at now? We're at the Colts. This is interesting. With the Colts, will you pick a QB with over 14,000 passing yards who knows how to throw the ball with a QB rating of 86.4? He's a solid man, well-seasoned, durable, and ready to proudly say he will lead your team. Will you pick quarterback B? Ghost in the room. Once a golden prospect, injuries have riddled his career and led to being overshadowed by the Alabama QB trio. Known for delivering in the clutch and navigating murky situations, this QB is battle-ready and comes in to lead your franchise. or QBC with 11,000 passing yards and a 69.5% completion percentage and over 100 QB rating in his career. This QB has been through a lot, battled injuries, and has gained a positive mental health position.
QB B, please.
B.
B.
B for the Colts. Who is next? We have got the Raiders. The Raiders, the QB with the positive mental health status, is up first at QBA. I think that is a good option. Then at QBB, we have one with a QB rating of 96.8% and completion of 66.7%. He's known for his reliability and with over 900 rushing yards in his career. He is ready to put up the numbers to help you win the game. And QBC, another QB who is the coach of his son and waited for his opportunity to be under center. Known as an avid Lego fan, this QB can stack up with most QBs in QB rating and completion percentage of 63.9.
I'm going for A, please.
A. To the Raiders?
Wow. Three to go.
Three to go. I'm really going here. Dolphins. Let's roll. Dolphins. We've got the QB who's been on the journey and risen from the darkness. We have the QB with a unique and tumultuous journey with both the media and the locker room. And we have the QB who's a steady and reliable body of a man.
I'll take C, please.
To the Dolphins.
I think Dolphins are just, to be honest, I don't think the Dolphins are tanking this year, and I think they're just looking for someone to get them through.
The Jets, another team who might be doing the exact same thing.
Can I please just take the QB that just argues with the press, because that just is great for New York. Which option's that?
I don't know. I can't tell you who's who, but I can say you've got the one who's had a tumultuous journey with the press.
Because I know that they just love aggro with the press in New York.
And should we go our team of last year, the Browns?
Yes.
This 25-year-old QB is ready to prove he can win a game after a stellar college career. This veteran NFL QB is ready to prove he can win for your team. Then we've got an experienced QB with 65.2% completion percentage and a QB rating of 87.5. This QB has had a career journey and is ready to come in and lead your team with 22,000 passing yards on his tally. And then we have a seasoned QB with a rating of 96.8 and completion percentage of 66.7, known for his reliability and love in the locker room. He's ready to come in and lead your team.
Oh, I'm stuck between A or C. I'm going to take A. I thought C was a type for the Browns. Oh, who am I taking home tonight?
Who are you taking home? So, do you want to know who you have not taken home?
Who have I not taken home?
You have rejected Malik Willis.
Oh, no.
You have rejected him. You have rejected Kirk Cousins.
Yes. I told you he wasn't starting next year.
Rejected Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you have rejected your long-hated Tyler Simpson.
Yes, get out of here, Alabama.
So, for the Vikings.
Oh, this means that Murray, Richardson, and Tagovailoa are probably on teams.
Richardson is not on a team.
Oh, he's not there. Perfect. I'm
Murray
doing really
is,
well.
Though, and he is going
Vikings.
To the Vikings.
Oh, there you go.
And to the Steelers.
I know that he's not going to play next year because he just does not fit the Vikings. Steelers.
To the Steelers, you have picked the famous quarterback who can't play in the cold, Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, perfect for the Steelers.
And then for the Cardinals, you have picked, let me just scroll up here, sorry guys, Fernando Mendoza.
Oh.
With a 66.8% completion rate.
Mendoza, but that's interesting because he's obviously not going to get to the Cardinals unless, and they're not a franchise that are going to jump up.
Colts. You picked interdivision rival Davis Mills.
Oh, there we go.
Raiders?
Davis Mills.
Didn't know who you picked for the Raiders?
Go on.
Garson Beck.
Well,
could happen.
Good enough. Could happen.
Dolphins. Do you want to have a guess? Jacoby Brissett.
Did I? Yeah, but he's probably a good fit for 1 year while they're tanking.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Jets. Can you guess what media-troubled quarterback you picked?
Is Aaron Rodgers going back to the Jets?
I did not have Aaron Rodgers on this team. I did, however, have Mac Jones.
Yes! Ideal.
And then the Browns, I had, you sent to our old team, Geno Smith.
Who was C? Oh, my word, who was C?
Who was C? Who did you not pick? You didn't pick Kirk Cousins.
Ah! Oh. It could have been him. Right. Well, that's our show.
That is
our
show.
We came right up to the end of it. So that is our show. There is our romance. there was our new segment, which we will be back again with next week. Don't forget to follow all the socials and all of that stuff. My name's Darren Lees.
And I am DT.
Have a wonderful week, and we look forward to seeing you back here next Monday evening.
Chill out, don't be uptight. While I review the attitude of doing right, you got to accent your way to positive, eliminate the negative. That's on to the affirmative, don't best and mister in between. You got to spread your up to the maximum, bring a room down to that minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, talking Mike and Jonah in a whale, Noah in a ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? Man, they said, we better act. Don't be the positive, eliminate that negative. Back on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between, no. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. In a way, knowing all. What did they do when everything looked so dark? Man, they said, we better act it. Don't be the positive, eliminate all the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't you ever. mess with Mr. In Between. Don't you mess with Mr. In Between. Don't you mess with Mr. In Between.
Stream it. Listen on demand. Pod it. Your favorite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.
Drive you crazy. about the king. Remembering him say about those heavenly mansions Jesus mentioned. Can't you just imagine digging up the king, begging him to say about those heavenly mansions Jesus mentioned.
Some prize winning form. Make sure the blizzard don't clog. Spot me like chicken pox. Push it the weight off my shoulder a lot. Showcasing her on the block and off the block. They either ride to work or walk. One pimp was showing off a sign with the talk. Takes years to get to the status. See floss. Don't talk that around my sister. Or you'll get strangled, manhandled by my moms. I came to pick up, so on this record that you borrow, instead of you trying to hook me up with old pistols, sing it out.
What I need is something that keeps me feeling so good. Music that lets me want to get next to you, like right next to you. Make these robots bounce for you, a DJ more volume. All that I need is something that keeps me feeling so good.
Hey, so on this record, I totally forgot that I've given it to Peaches. Dancing in some hot spot around the block next to the box. Her first night, your name's on the door list. Don't bring the missus or your drunken fuck cuz. What about so on this record? You strawberry drop it off early in the morning. Early in the morning. Damn, I need it back if a scratch or skip or something happens to it. My girl said she ain't having it. She's acting violently because a part of her is missing. Man, stop grinning like nothing seems wrong. You ain't the one that'll be sleeping on the couch, dog. A tablet is in the boot of your car, and your car's been impounded. First thing tomorrow, get to me when you have found it. In one piece, get to me. Sing it now, sing it, go on.
All that I need is something that keeps me feeling so good. Music that lets me wanna get next to you, like right next to you.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Funding support through New Zealand On Air. Complete the application on planetaudio.org.nz/make radio.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam, 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 Jam. jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam High.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Treat me so mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'd have to pack my things and go. Four points.